Hey there, guys. It's Nolan and Jason here, the webmasters. And today's topic is going to be about higher map ranking. Everybody wants it. We know you want it. And so I don't know where to start with this one. I'm going to start with an email that just came in. So, okay. And then after we discuss this real life example that came in, then we'll go over some more specific stuff. So we got an email that says, hey, you guys are just absolutely fantastic. Can you get way more fantastic and get us way more cities? And so, well, yeah, we can, but there's constraints on it. And so let's start with that email that came in from a client that says, we're number one with everything organically just about that we could ever want.
In our town.
Yeah, in our city, within this major metropolitan area. And so you get one like that, and as a web company, you're like, okay, so Google won't show you on mapping, right, without having a location there.
Yeah, if you're in X town, they'll show you a little bit outside, but they won't show you over one of your competitors that's in the next town over. If you're in town A, your competitor's in town B, your competitor's going to get town B, you're going to get town A, unless your competitor in town B's web presence is absolute trash.
There's a little exception to this. So if you're out in the sticks in the middle of nowhere, let's say I think it's a... Gosh, where was some of this? I mean, if you're in a county that has 40,000 people and the largest city has 7,000 people and there's only so many businesses to go around, yeah, they're going to show you.
Yeah.
But that doesn't pertain to 90% of you guys watching this. So if there's nobody there, and let me define some of this a little more clearly. If there's 50,000 people and the next town has 30,000, you ain't going to show. There's enough people there. There's enough businesses there. If we're talking different categories, I mean, there's just enough businesses. You got to be some really weirdo off-category topic, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so if you're
somewhere Google doesn't have enough other examples.
There's not enough of them.
Yeah.
I mean, things come to mind, but, you know, I don't want to single out any particular thing, but let's say that you do garage floor coatings or something like that.
Yeah, some kind of niche service.
But most of the services that we service... There's so many of you.
Yeah, I mean, if you're any kind of home services, you've got competition all over your town.
So what's Google's thought on this? Is like, okay, well, Nolan is fantastic in this town, but we've got Jason and 10 other people located in the next city, and they're not bad either. So if there's anybody fighting at all for, and I'm sorry, we're talking mapping. It's not the old 7-pack days, right?
Right.
It's 3-pack now. And there's at least 3 people like you fighting in the next town. And if you're Google's perspective, and it's not us, so don't kill the messenger on
it.
We
don't make the rules.
Yeah, we didn't make the rule. So Google's like, well, Jason, I'm sorry, you're just not as relevant to search in the city because you're not located right here.
Right.
You're awesome in that city, but as far as the map is concerned, you're just not going to show up. I'll segue just for a second since we're on a deeper dive deal here. You know, Google's starting not to want to show your organic either, guys. So there's a lot of stuff. We'll still do a city page. Google referred to them as a doorway page at one time, but we didn't trick them. It might be a very light area, light gray area, but if there's no other content and we're back to this little town, we don't have any of these businesses in these cities. So if we put up a city page for it in an adjacent town, they got good content.
Yeah, and
right?
It might show.
Yeah, and it might
and
show.
We actually get some luck for a lot of our clients with those.
But let's go back to the guy who emailed in about it.
Right.
And let's just assume he wanted both of them.
Yeah.
He wanted a map ranking and organic. Well, he's already in a big town, in a big city with a lot of other big cities.
He's in a nice sized suburb in a major metropolitan area.
So do you think there's any chance that he'll show up on the map and the large city adjacent to him without a location?
Without a location,
well, there's
no chance.
Unless
his competitors in that city, all of them, or at least no more than 3 of them.
It was rhetorical. It was rhetorical, by the way. The answer is absolutely not. Is he going to show up? The town next to him has 1 million people in it, so
yeah.
Over 1 million people. Ain't no way without a location there is he going to show up. He is not as relevant to search.
Right.
He has to get a map and stand down, and then, oops, it might need to be pretty darn legitimate Can he get, all right, here's, this isn't rhetorical. Can he get a P.O. box, Jason?
No.
Well, why? He can't. Why?
Google knows what that, Google knows that trick. Google is not stupid. Well, they know that a P.O. box is just something.
It's not a trick. I'm a business owner that wants to do business there. I'm located right next door. What's the big deal, man?
What's the big deal?
Call Mr. Google. Is it Sergey and who else? I mean, you can
Sergey and Larry.
You can call those guys, right?
We talk to them all the time. I've got Sergey on speed dial.
Hey, I'm paying you. I mean, make it happen, Jason.
Yeah.
All right. I'm being sarcastic because this is actually the real situation, and
These are calls we get. So yeah. I mean, that's an exaggeration, but it's
so. Yeah. So you've helped my business. I've made I can't tell you how much money, and I just took a trip to my farm, and my cell reception's been out. Inside joke. Guy called, wanted something, and wanted it done. He was very successful. And was upset with something else he wanted done, but he was unavailable because he was at his ranch, and there was no cell reception there. But
hard life.
But he did well and had a ranch because he's got some damn good search engine optimization going on.
Right.
But that so you're telling me you're not going to call Sergey and Larry and get it done?
You know, I'll tell you what, I'll call, but I'm going to tell you they're going to tell me no.
Okay, so what can you do? I mean, if you can't do that and you can't change the rules of the search engine, then how the hell can you get me over there? So what do I have to do? Because I'm willing to do anything.
Well, if you're willing to do anything.
Yeah, I'm willing to do anything.
Well, then you need to get a location there.
Okay, what kind of location?
Well, once upon a time.
That's a loaded question,
yeah,
right?
It
now.
Is a very loaded question.
Yeah, so.
Once upon a time, we would default to telling people to get a virtual office, and virtual offices worked fine.
Because Google kind of said it's maybe, they actually never said it was okay, but they never said it wasn't okay.
Yeah, they didn't say don't do it, but they didn't say we like it either.
No, and then two or three years ago, they said, yeah, we kind of don't like unmanned offices. There was a blog or something on it, right?
Yeah.
We don't like unmanned offices, but. But virtual offices, they're kind of manned.
There's sort of, and they still worked.
You could rent an office. You could get a conference room, right? There was these options where you could have a live body there, and they still kind of work, right?
Yeah, sort of. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Google said, we don't really like this, but it still worked. And those of you who are on the web a few years ago remember that for years, Google said, don't get crappy links out of India and huge link directories. Don't do that.
Right.
But it still works. So everybody kept doing it. And then 2012, Panda.
2012, the table thing. Remember
Sorry.
This?
The that speakers, probably the, blew everybody's ears.
The audio guy told us to not do that. So anyway,
Panda hits and everybody gets obliterated.
Yeah, and, so I want to disclaimer this. We're not here to do things against Google's wishes, guys. I mean, right? We're here to, because you don't want to have something hit, as Jason just said. And then lose your rankings and have all this effort for anything. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, would we do that? It's something that we're starting to steer clear of. We'd rather you have a shared space, a real office, something like that. So let's talk about some good news, I guess. I like to always talk about it. So you can get so much organically off of online, and it all starts to intertwine with everything, and there's a lot available there. We're a full digital marketing agency, so I'll plug that we can do anything, whether it's your paid ads, Google AdWords, social media, and of course organic keyword ranking and map ranking like we're talking about now. So guys, there's tons of legit things you can do, which is what we are. We're a legitimate digital marketing agency doing things within the guidelines of the search engines so that you show up, all right?
We're legitimate businessmen.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm saying that because there's so many cruddy ones out there that do bad work. I'm not going to sit here on film and say that we're not doing things within the wishes of Google. That is our desire to do that. People actually pay us for skill details so that they get graded and then do a good job without fear of getting slapped down. So if somebody's going to call and ask me my opinion on something, I'm going to give them skill details and not cheating in order to get up in search rankings.
And I mean, we've had people call us and say, hey, what if we do this? What if we do this? And they'll go through a list of stuff that we all know is dark gray or black hat kind of stuff.
Or I'll sue Google.
And we're just like, good luck with listen, that. Yeah. We don't want to be part of this. We don't want to touch
okay,
this.
Okay, I'll do this one real quick. Okay, so we'll role play this one. I said, I don't care. So I'm a tough business guy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to incorporate. I'm going to get a legal entity. I'm going to change the name, get a new phone number. By God, it's a different business. I'm going to do it. And Google can kiss my big shot businessman butt because it's a separate legal entity and let's see what they say about legally. And so, you know, what do you tell that guy, Jason? I mean, I can tell that guy
that search engines are unregulated and Google can do whatever they want on their own
platform. No shirt, no shoes, no service.
Right.
And so I'll answer part of that question that I just, or that role play ridiculousness, but I've had that call a lot and not as much anymore, but I still get it every once in a while. And they don't care. And if they can tie you back together, if they can daisy chain you anyway, name, address, phone number, the code on the website, duplicate websites, duplicate content, same IP addresses, same address, same and any of this stuff, if they can tie it back, they're going to look for you. The algorithm's out to look for you. If people turn you in, local guides, Google users, right? Anything, they're going to find you.
Your competition.
There's a
space on Google Mapping for people to suggest an edit on your listing. Your competition can go on there.
So anybody can go on there and
say, hey, this guy's not legit.
This is the same business as this business. They don't want one person. It's not best for the search algorithm. It's not best for Google. What would happen if Google let all this stuff happen? Then one guy would take over all top 10 search results in every category and the search engine would be worthless, right?
Right.
So that's why this stuff, and I guess, so what can you do? Well, you can do a lot of legitimate work and you can get another location. It just needs to be more and more legitimate.
Yeah,
you
know? We're moving. We've seen times in the past probably 6 months where Google, if they're suspicious of a listing, like they think it's an unmanned office, virtual office, like Nolan was saying, we've had them demand to see a photo with your name on the door.
Well, yeah, that's happened a lot.
Yeah.
So they demanded to see the corporate documentation or the sales tax certificate.
Occupation license. Whatever.
Yeah, and the name on the door and all that. And then so people go do that. Guys, we're not here to sound whistles and do stuff. We're just here to do proper web work. I'll tell you one more story though that's interesting. I don't know if I told you about this one. I had somebody call and I hadn't had this call in years. And when I've talked to thousands of people, hundreds of people each year, and this lady had 30 to 40 locations and they're all up.
Were they all legitimate?
She was in Connecticut. Okay. I don't want to say who she is or what type of business she was in, but she was in Connecticut, which is a pretty small state, right?
Yeah.
And so to have 40 cities or so, it might have been more, in this one small state for this type of business, which, by the way, wasn't a high-consumed business. Like, it was a category that was, anyway, she was everywhere. And in some of the cities, and I think the reason it worked is because there wasn't any other type of this business in that city.
Yeah.
So they didn't have anything else to go on, but it's the first person I've seen breaking map listing on like a wide scale.
Yeah, that's
wide,
insane.
Wide scale.
That's insane.
And so anyway, we're going to end up doing website work for her. And you know why she's going to use us on three locations on a different business that she owns?
In this case,
she had bought a different business and it's legitimate. And it's been up for a while. But she's going to use us because I was like, well, this is crazy. I'm not going to say anything about this, but this is like, you're such an anomaly that it's stupid. Like, I haven't talked to anybody like you in years. And I said, I would hedge my bet with legitimacy, you know, how about going legit with something? And she's like, and so we're going to do that site and go legit. And so there's all sorts of cool stuff you can do that is legitimate. You could have another location, right? Yeah.
If you have another legitimate location,
we'd love to do that.
All of a sudden, we can add to that Google Map listing, we can add new location, have it verified, have all that done, and then all of a sudden, bam, you show up in that area.
So let's talk about like showing up in this pack three. So let's talk about the location you have And let's talk about, the only reason that lady showed up, by the way, guys, is because there was no one else in all these little towns. And
I want to make a point, actually, on that. You're going to hear that a lot. If you watch our podcast, listen to it, whatever, you're going to hear us talking about the only reason that showed up is there was nothing else. Google grades on a weird kind of curved or sliding scale. When someone puts something in their search, Google wants to show them some results. So they'll look for good stuff, but if they don't find it, they'll show them not so good stuff or even absolute crap if it's all they've got to show. So if you're showing up in some tiny town, don't think that means you're doing everything right. It just means no one else is doing it better.
I'll give you one more. Don't accept a web company's, hey, look at this results we got for these people. Well, if it's a small town, anybody would have showed up.
Yeah, literally, yeah. You can half-ass it to death, and it'll still work.
Yeah, it's important to have high-quality work, and then all this stuff works together to get you high in rankings. I forgot where we were right before that. But
you were talking about the legit going legit.
Yeah, legitimate website work. But they're going to grade you on all this stuff. You're going to get graded on everything. Oh, as high as you can show up in rankings. And let's talk about... So let's say
you wanted to talk about the Pack 3.
Yeah, the Pack 3. Showing up as high as you can, as many times as you can. And I was going to talk about riding a horse or two. So I know you want to show up on mapping and everyone. But this whole thing about mapping, by the way, guys, it's Google went after locksmiths and all these different categories, and they really stamped this stuff out, and the algorithm got better at it. You can have more than one location if they're legitimate, but you wouldn't want to work on more than one until that one's really solidified and it's showing up all the time.
Right.
Now let's get into some beefier part of this, and it's like, so what makes stuff show up? Well, have you ever seen anybody that had lots of reviews but they weren't in the top three? Well, so why are some reasons why? I thought it was just reviews. I didn't think that my web people had anything to do with that. It was all me and didn't have anything to do with them. Anyway, so why would someone not be in the Pack 3, in that top 3, and they have like way more reviews? Yeah, and you can click on in your area, go to your map and go look at them. They're always in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't show up why?
Because... maybe they have a lot of reviews. Maybe they have 100 five-star reviews. Hey, that's great. But they don't have anything else. You can't just do a Google My Business account with reviews and show up.
That's the four-letter word, Jason.
What?
Just.
Just.
That's my four-letter word.
But I was using it negatively.
Yeah, I know. Okay, that's okay.
You can't only...
Yeah.
How about that? Is only
that's
better.
Better. That's
only
better.
Do a Google My Business account with reviews and... list. You can't only do a website, even a fantastic website, and show up.
So let's talk about the word just real quick, because it's one of my...
it's a sore spot.
Yeah, because people say, oh, guys, we just want you to do this.
Just can you do just that. SEO my site?
Could you just get me to show up in map rankings, please? That'd be great. Yeah. Could you just do some blogging for me? And I have determined on my own account that will catapult me to the top of search rankings.
Yeah.
So if you just do one thing, it doesn't work well, does it?
Right.
Yeah, so
right.
Because Google's really good at grading things and determining who deserves to show up. And I'll say something that I've been saying here and there on some videos, but you're not worthy of any better than what you currently have, as deemed by the eyes of the algorithm and the search engines. You are where you should be, and you're where you should be based upon how they graded you. Right.
Right.
So how do they get more worthy? So, Nolan, how can we be worthy? We're not worthy, but how could we become more worthy? So how do you get more worthy?
You have to do everything, or more accurately, you have to get us to do everything for you.
So is a template design? I'm going to use one. I've got a template. It's pretty.
And I'm sure it is. Some of those templates are gorgeous. I'm a designer, and I'll admit that.
It's not a template, though, Jason. My web people told me it was custom.
They lied. I cannot tell you the number of times that Nolan said, hey, check out this website and tell me, give me some bullet points of what could be improved. And I look at it and I say, oh, this is a $30 off-the-shelf WordPress theme.
I tell him that, and then the
person he's talking to is just like, what? No, they promised me a custom design. That's all custom.
We paid $500, $1,500, $3,500, $6,000.
We've heard it up to $30,000.
$30,000.
Yeah.
For this... So I just need you to go and fix the code, Jason. and make it custom.
Is that all?
So, well, come on. I mean, be nice. We've got this much money, and I'll buy you a hamburger on Tuesday, man. So what's the big deal?
Yeah,
I mean, Jason, so in case you guys don't know this, Jason's the creative director here, among other things. So
if I had on all my hats, yeah, there'd be nothing but hats.
So just fix it, Jason. I mean, it's not a big deal. You've been designing websites since they could be designed.
That is correct.
I bought this $30 WordPress theme. I didn't know it was worth it. I paid this money to this other guy. I paid him $30,000. I've got like $300. You just fix it.
And you know what? I can fix it in the same sense that I can fix a car that's been sitting out in the rain and rusting for 10 years by having it hauled off and getting a new car.
So why? Okay, Nolan, enough of your sarcasm, right? So why does it need to be new? But why?
I'm not sure how to address that. Let me.
I'll get it. I'll do it. So. Inside the design, there's code base that helps Google parcel data. There's code base that helps them see things better. There's structuring that helps it show up better in search rankings. And there's load time that helps the servers not get overloaded. They're going to give you credit for things if somebody with the eyes of search engine optimization, I talk about this all day long, so you'll have to cut Jason some slack because he hasn't gotten as eloquent as me yet. Anyway, so the code basis behind it that he does for a living gets read by the search engines. If the people that made the website are A, hacks that only sell people on sales, overpromise and underdeliver, which is what you typically get, or if you responded to telemarketing, if any of this sounds familiar, but if the company was true craftsmen at what they did and they cared about whether you showed up in map rankings and everything else, then they do have resources or at least work towards getting resources for custom design, because inside the design lets them parcel that data, load faster, and either not get penalties for loading slow or maybe not full-blown responsiveness, full responsiveness, full semantic markup, better schema. Oh, I got schema, Nolan. Not like they does. We got schema like Nationwide Companies does. And so every time we do stuff, yeah, better. Check. You did this better. You did that better. You did this better. You did that better. And your ranking goes up. I'm going to move on to content. So why is content important? Well, they don't extrapolate out of thin air all the subsets of services that you have. And so if you only have one service and you're like looking at this site and it's like, hey, these people provide this service and we got one fantastic page about it. Well, what if the client was looking for a subset of those services or something slightly different and you didn't have any content about it and Google doesn't know, why would they send somebody to one page or five pages or 10 pages done poorly? Shallow content, poor content, no content, never worked on content, right? And then if you have that other content, did you know it makes your map ranking show up better? So everything here is about map ranking.
My Business account, which is the sort of the cornerstone of your map ranking, ties into your website. And they use the content and every keyword that's optimized on your website in order to decide if your map ranking should show for that keyword.
Yeah, if you don't have any basis for the content, not only will you not show up organically, the map won't show up either. So you can have your map and go, Nolan, I show up in the top three.
I searched my name, right there I was.
And I'm like, for what? And they're like, someone will give it to us. But when you go into your Google Analytics and it shows mapping or your keyword analytics, man, you can have one or two keywords or 10 or 20. Our clients have over 1,000 much of the time, or at very least hundreds and hundreds. And so when you start to build this out, all of a sudden the map starts popping and showing up on all kinds of stuff. That's right. The guy who's dominating his market that just emailed. Now he wants 12 more markets.
He wants 12 more cities added.
Why? Because he's making a lot of money on it. He didn't even contact us directly. You know why? He'll never watch this, by the way, but he didn't contact us directly because he's got enough money to pay somebody in-house to call.
To deal with us himself.
Well, the first time I dealt with the owner, and it's fine. I'm fine. I don't have an attitude.
He's not bitter at all.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm not above it. Hey, I'll talk to your lackey. No.
Actually, usually he has meatball.
Anyway, but you know, you can. But the point is, too, seriously, this guy hired in-house help because he has enough money from dominating the living heck out of his location and other locations, I might add, that he also has some in organic, but he wants more. But they're pulling away from more because in this large metropolitan area he's located in, they've got enough pages of content about
competition is fierce.
Yeah, so why would they show somebody across the border of the city, or why would they show a dinky city page about the city when they got whole websites about that city with locations located there? So you start to see how it all kind of ties in together. And then, did anybody ever go into your Google My Business account? It's easy, maybe. You can get detailed with it. You think they like it if you finish the details? Well, yeah. You think they grade that too? Yeah, they grade that too.
They like it if you go through their verification process, which we will do for you.
Yeah, most people get verified, but there's problems on it. Have they done citations? Do citations affect your mapping? Well, yeah, they affect it. What about domain authority? Do you think that affects mapping?
Absolutely.
We know it affects mapping.
We absolutely know it.
Yeah,
does. Because once again, your mapping listing is tied to your website. So the authority and the ranking of your website directly affects your map listing.
So Jason, I think I start to understand why the guy with 100 reviews isn't in the top three. Maybe, right?
Because maybe his website is awful.
Maybe he doesn't have custom design. Maybe he's missing the code base. Maybe he doesn't have domain authority. Maybe nobody's going to Google My Business account.
There's a list of about 100 things we could go over.
Maybe
he
hasn't done citations.
Right. Maybe he did one thing great, but if he did 99 other things badly or not at all, he's not going
to
show.
You know, if somebody could only find a great web company to do all this at a great price, then it would be so fantastic. And, you know, all sarcasm aside, we love having new clients, right? I mean, we treat everybody great that's here. We work for you to do all the details so you show up. And seriously, there's not many places where you can go get it done.
Right.
How many guys like these two guys are hanging out doing stuff, right?
This guy.
There's not many. Seriously, there's not many places. We've got a few dozen webmasters here. We work on these details. We can affect map ranking greatly through quality, skilled work. You maybe can get another location, but when we do work on them, and let's talk about some other stuff on it, those reviews. So we have some proprietary stuff.
Yeah, just to
stuff.
Say what he said earlier about reviews, we weren't trying to say reviews aren't important because they are.
Oh, you got to have them.
Yeah.
It's just that reviews alone doesn't make it work.
Right.
I know it sounds like, I don't know, you know, we intentionally did map ranking to talk about this. And if I had to, you know, please start getting reviews now, with or without us. It makes our job easier. But we also have proprietary plugins and things that we use that integrate in with the website, pull the reviews down a tab, provides changing content, helps clients stay on the site longer, lowers bounce rate, increases conversion. And even a dashboard to enter your client's email and cell phone.
It helps improve domain authority.
Domain authority. Yeah, the site itself being done well helps domain authority.
Right.
I could go on and on. Do you have any? I can recap this stuff kind of at the conclusion here.
I think
do you have anything else?
Points.
Yeah, I mean, you start to see how this stuff all works. I'll tell you guys, even social response affects your organic rankings. You need to have a little bit of everything done. So the map ranking alone is important. It can be critical to the business. And frankly, we're just, man, what aren't we good at nowadays, honestly? But we're really good at map ranking as well. So map ranking.
I'm apparently not good at talking about this stuff.
You're not bad. You're not bad. I'm working on it. We bring everybody along, you know. No problem. I've got enough talk in me, man. It don't matter. But anyway, guys, so I hope this helped you see some of this. At least you know where you can get a quality web firm to help you with it. You can move towards some of these things on your own. From my perspective, I've done marketing my whole life, and when it's such a great deal like it is here, it doesn't make sense to not get as high as possible for as many things as possible. Because, guys, we're talking about the organic side here with mapping, and it's some of the best dollars you're going to spend. It's some of the least expensive dollars, best returns. So you want as much map and as high as possible. And we'd love to help you with it. So when you're ready, take a look around, call us. It's a free site evaluation. We can even check your competition and do a side-by-side comparison and say, hey, this is where you stand. This is what it's going to take. This is how long we think it's going to take, and this is what we'll do, and this is what we'll do it for. And again, I can't stress enough, yes, we're educated about it. Yes, there's a lot of educated people here. You'd be shocked at how great of a deal we are compared to anybody that's going to do anywhere near this type of work. We're some of the best rates you'll find. So take a look around, call us. We look forward to being of service.